big changes, I think, and I argue in my work, in the relationship between Victorian moral codes, as it were, and homosexuality is the expectations of masculine sexual purity in the late 19th century. The social purity campaigns, particularly from the mid-1880s onwards, started to require all men, irrespective of class, to conform to an uxorious sexual standard. What I mean by that we don't really talk in this period about heterosexuality and homosexuality as a binary. That's almost a false dichotomy in the period. It's not very helpful. You can divide the world into homosexuals and heterosexuals really much later in the 1940s, looking at George Chauncey's work on New York in particular. In the 19th century, to cavort with many female prostitutes was heterosexual activity, most certainly, but it became less and less socially acceptable, irrespective of class. So the campaigns for sexual purity that attempted to encourage men, and almost force men, to be uxorious, to reserve sex and sexual expression exclusively with a wife for reproduction, also by implication, meant that sexuality between men was anathema. What is interesting, again, in the social purity tracts from the 1880s and the 1890s that really mounted a vociferous campaign for the raising of the age of consent for girls to 16 in 1885 and an anti-masturbation campaign throughout the late 19th and the early 20th century is that homosexuality is not mentioned. Now, it is significant that anti-masturbation tracts on the continent cite masturbation as one of the potential causes of homosexuality, early habits of self-abuse, inducing sexual inversion. Now, the social purity campaigners wouldn't even use the medical discourse available on the continent on homosexuality in their anti-masturbation campaign literature, because to even discuss the existence of homosexuality was anathema. So hopefully that will help students to really try to pinpoint the intense anxiety and the anathema that sexuality between men represented for sexual purity campaigners in the period.